It's 6:05 on March the 14th.
With James Dean and Madame Aries.
This is Tameside Tonight.
On today's show, theatre listings and interviews with The Wizard of Oz and local film star and reviews.
This is Tameside Tonight.
With myself, James Dean.
And me, Madame Aries.
And me, John Mercer.
T-Boy over there in the corner.
I'm not T-Boy, that's where Matthew's out there making them.
Yes, if you do want to start working on this show, you do end up being the T-Boy.
That's where most of them have all started. I mean, Seb, John, and even film stars start as T-Boy with us.
Even Hollywood film stars, isn't that right, Nathan?
I don't think I ever made a T, did I?
No, I think you managed to escape it.
He made them once, and we thought they were so disgusting, we told him not to bother again.
Well, everyone has a different order. I got some more mixed up. No milk, one with two sugars, one with...
Anyway, it's good to hear you back on the matinee, Nathan. Now you've finished your big Hollywood filming stuff.
Oh, I know, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's been too long, Nathan. It's been far too long.
Oh, I know.
So,
how are you doing then, love?
I'm fine. Keeping very busy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we want you on here. That's why we want to talk to you.
Yeah, because you've just been filming The Exorcist Chronicles, is that right?
I have, yeah. Well, we finished that at the end of the summer. Out on DVD soon. I've just finished filming two or three others. There's Dead Walkers, The Psychiatrist, and I'm in the middle of filming one called Evil Apparition. That one's only just started. That one's been out for a while.
So you're following your normal genre of horror, then?
Yeah. There is one horror that's not 100% horror. It's more of a romance. That's called Sleep. I play a vampire in it, but most of it's a romance film.
Fabulous. So no musicals yet?
No music. I can't sing, can I?
No, that's true.
I can hum.
So what was it like filming? Because this company that made The Exorcist Chronicles, they're an American Hollywood-type company, aren't they?
Yeah, they're based in California.
What's it like working for a big... I know you've done big production stuff in the past, but what was it like working for them?
It wasn't as glamorous as you'd think it would be, because my character was rolling about bushes, half naked, covered in mud.
Right.
It was pretty good working for that kind of company, because it's the kind of film I want to do, that horror.
Sounds a bit like your scenes in Shameless, the ones that got cut.
Don't be horrible, James Dean.
Well, no, I'm just stating facts. I'm not being horrible there.
No, there's no scenes like that. Well, there are, but not with me.
Oh, right. So when's that out on DVD, then?
Well, it was supposed to be the beginning of April, but... we had a production meeting just after Christmas, and I was told that it's got a limited theatrical release in America first. The DVD's been pushed back to about June, July.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be in the next few months anyway.
It's being shown in proper cinema theatres in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not over here, though. It's just getting DVD over here, I think.
So you technically are an American film star now, then?
I've not filmed over there yet, though, but yeah, I suppose.
We've got to cling to these links, haven't we?
We do.
So, anyway, well, congratulations on that, and it's obviously all down to starting here on the matinee with us.
I know, yeah.
Even though you'd done half of your film career before that, but anyway, well, thanks for coming back and telling us all about that, and we'll have to catch up and see what's going on properly with you. Tameside Radio.